There's nothing in the world more wonderful than the sound of a woman's whimpering in the dark. Go still, go quiet, I'll find you yet. What brought you here, darling girl? What brought you to Arachne's cave? Was it the tales of hidden treasure? A sack of rubies tucked away by bandits. Chest of gold left behind by the dwarves. Chains of twice blessed silver binding the limbs of a long dead demon. Was it greed that brought you here? To me? They're just stories, darling. Legends, lies. I whisper them in the night wind, into the cracks of shutters and through chinks in walls. The people huddled inside their huts and hovels hear these stories and spread them. Boredom is a disease that your kind tries to cure with fancies and fairy tales. You humans are the only creatures in the world who can be baited by nothing more than breath and promises. Oh, what's this here at the mouth of this passage? A woman's shoe. Is it yours? It's finely made with a little silver buckle. You're not some roving treasure hunter, then. They stomp about in heavy boots, and you're not from one of the farms. No one there could afford to waste silver to adorn a shoe. You're one of the young women from the manor house. Or, perhaps, from one of the merchant homes in the big village. But then you'd have no need of gold or jewels. So what brought you here? Was it my other lie? The fairy tale about the enchanted grotto with a magic pool. A pool whose waters reflect back an image of the person you'll marry. Did you come here for a glimpse of love? Silly girl, better to keep with gold. At least gold endures. Ah. Here's the other shoe a few steps further on, and dangling here a candle. Wax, not tallow. Yes, you're definitely a merchant's daughter. It's sweet that you left these clues for me, like a trail of breadcrumbs leading me closer and closer to you. Was it scary when your shoe brushed that first strand of web? Or did you find it simply annoying, inconvenient, the way the strand would stretch, then tug back? Did you think you could break free with a hard pull? Instead, you pulled your foot right out of your shoe. Did that make you stumble? Step back into another strand? Is that how you lost the second one? The floor of my cave would feel cool and sandy beneath your stocking feet. Very different from the thick rugs of your home. Did you hold the candle high to examine the ground, unaware of the other strands of web dangling from the ceiling? It's lucky your hand wasn't caught. Or we'd be facing each other right now. You should have gone back, of course. I'm sure you realize that now. But maybe the candle was snuffed out. And it's so easy to get turned around in the dark. Especially for your kind. You must have been scared then. Frozen with indecision, listening for some hint at the right direction. But you're too deep into my cave for the moonlight to reach, and sound echoes here. misleading. How many heartbeats passed before you took your next step? How far did you get before? Oh, such a pretty dress hanging here. I can see where you brushed my webs with your shoulder, and here at the hip. Did you drop to your knees to wiggle out of it? I can picture that. You on your knees, naked, save for your stockings and underthings. I bet they're white, aren't they? Plain and prim, as would befit a proper young woman. Was your fear growing now? Did you realize you'd been moving in the wrong direction, deeper into the darkness? You can't see in this blackness as I can. You can't see how the passage splits into two, four, more, all winding about, taking you further and further from the entrance. Which tunnel did you blunder into? Where are you, girl? You can't have gone far. I've spun my strands thicker the deeper you go. Oh, there's that whimper again. You couldn't contain it. This way, then, down this narrow throat of stone. Ah, there you are. And in white, just as I guessed. Run right into one of the fullest of my webs. It snared your feet first, didn't it? Your pretty little stockinged feet. Oh, that must have been horrifying to feel my strands clutch and wrap and bind them, gluing you to the spot. Did you scream? I know you did. You screamed while you pulled and twisted, all alone in the dark. And then you fell backwards, didn't you? But never hit the ground, my webs catching you, cradling you, gripping you tight, tight and sticky. I can see you fought, bucked and clawed and meshed yourself more and more. And here you are now, trapped, stuck, helpless. Any other arachne would spin you up in her webs and drag you away to her larder. But I am not that common, and a woman who wears silver buckles on her shoes deserves my special attention. You know what an arachne's bite does, don't you? My venom softens bones and melts organs. An arachne's bite is terrifying. But an arachne's kiss? Well, that, my hopeless girl, is another thing. It softens the will and melts away resistance. Though I lied about the enchanted grotto and its pool, there is magic in my cave, in my kiss. There. Do you feel it? Liquid arousal on your lips, your tongue, spreading through your body. Oh, I can see your nipples go hard through your underblouse. I see your thighs try to clench. But be careful not to move too much, my darling girl. The more you move, the more tightly wrapped you'll become. We wouldn't want that. Would we? Yes. Hold yourself still. Fight the desire that's taking hold of you. Don't move, my pretty. I'm going to use the tip of one of my legs to cut away those boxy little panties of yours. Oh, very pretty. your thighs so smooth atop your stockings and your glistening cunt as sticky as my webs. Let me kiss you there too. Oh, you buck. That's dangerous, girl. My webs stretch when you pull against them, but then fold about you when you relax back. You're caught even tighter than before, and should you become too enmeshed, too much like prey, I may not be able to keep my hunger in check. Because you do taste wonderful. Let me have another lick. Don't move, don't move. Delicious. Those whimpers of fear or pleasure, is there a difference anymore? You're trying to hold yourself so still, my smart girl. Every quiver, every shiver will draw my webs more tightly around you. You'll be cocooned in their sticky, unbreakable embrace. So don't move, don't move, don't move, my darling, pretty girl. Don't move. Watching you resist, watching you trying to keep still is making me so aroused. What if I press my tongue here? You arch, but as you fall back, you sink deeper into my webs, stick tighter. And now you understand the delicious torture of my strand. The difference between trying to keep still and being unable to move as I do this. Poor silly trapped girl. Blinded by the dark, blinded by desire. Glued and gummed in my sticky webs, my lips against your cunt, my tongue deep inside you. Are you going to come? Go ahead, my darling girl. Come here with me. Come against my mouth. Yes. Yes. Look at you strain against the growths of my webs. If you were free, you'd be thrashing and bucking. There. Such a pretty little thing, wrapped tight in all that sticky softness, staring helplessly into the dark. Oh, is that a web falling across your mouth? You can't even scream anymore. I think I'll leave you like this, but we will play again later. My silly, stocking-footed girl, you came here chasing a fairy tale and made it come true. Now there really is a treasure hidden here deep in my cave.